Stephen Moore founded the tax-cutting advocacy group, the National Club for Growth. He's now on the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, still promoting a tax cut message. Despite his conservative credentials, Moore says in Wisconsin it appears Democratic Governor Jim Doyle has held the line on income tax increases.
He has avoided raising taxes, and he has held the budget under some constraints. Now, that's partly a result of the Republicans pushing him in that direction, but I would generally agree with the proposition that among the Democratic governors in the country, Governor Doyle has been one of the best.
Moore says Wisconsin will continue to need tax revenue in order to provide essential services. But he says with the economy overall in better shape, now may be the time for a tax cut.
Because if they don't cut taxes during these good times when they're awash in revenues, they'll end up spending the money. And then when times get tough, they'll have these big, huge deficits.
Today, Moore will join Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Green at a business breakfast in Milwaukee. And at midday in Waukesha, he'll speak at a luncheon held by a conservative Wisconsin group that supports the so-called Taxpayer Protection Amendment, now stalled in the legislature. The progressive think tank, Institute for One Wisconsin, says it disagrees with broad-based tax cuts, arguing the wealthy would be the main winners. Institute Executive Director John Krause says a targeted tax cut may be the way to go.
I think yesterday Governor Doyle proposed a tax cut measure on health care. Now that's the sort of targeted tax cuts that I think work for everyone instead of the few.
Krause also says a broader tax cut could threaten education. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.